Unit 18, page 297, Exercise 5. Conversation 1.
Spaceship Endeavor calling Earth. This is Captain Picara speaking. We've been hit by a meteorite.
Earth to Spaceship Endeavor. Is anyone hurt, Captain Picara?
No, everyone is safe.
You'd better start repairing the damage immediately.
It can't be repaired out here.
Conversation 2.
We'll be approaching planet CX5 of the Delta Solar System in a few hours. Is there language on our computer, Dr. Sock?
I'm checking now. Sorry, Captain Picara. I see that we don't have a language for planet CX5 on the computer. But look here. We have one for CX4. Shall we try it?
Okay, Sock. Let's try it. But we'd better be very careful. Our messages could be misunderstood.
Conversation 3.
I've just spoken to Lan, Captain. He wants you to send him to find help on CX5. He says he's been to CX5 before. He knows the language and the people.
No, Sock. Lan takes too many risks. He can't be trusted on such an important mission. I'll send Torsha instead.
But, Captain, we know that Lan will be taken seriously down there. Why not send both of them?
Okay, Sock. You've convinced me. I'll send Lan with Torsha.
Conversation 4.
Okay, Torsha. It looks like we're ready to leave. Let's go.
Lan? I think you forgot something. Where's your oxygen?
Oxygen? Why? Isn't the atmosphere on CX5 just like Earth's?
I think you've been in space too long, Lan. Read your manual. Oxygen must be used in this situation.
Conversation 5.
Look at those plants, Torsha. They're huge. I want to take some back to the ship.
They're really amazing plants, Lan. But they can't be grown in space. We've already tried.
That's right. I forgot.
Conversation 6.
What do you want to ask us, Earthlings?
Our vehicle was hit by a meteorite. We request permission to land on your planet.
Permission granted. Our engineers will be ready for you.
Thank you. As you know, we have to be helped with the repairs.